Tavistock, of course, is one of the greatest centers of mind control, mental manipulation, mass brainwashing, probably individual brainwashing in the world. And it goes back to various kinds of British military psychological warfare and psychological control efforts coming out of the First World War and the Second World War. One of the most important people is this guy, John Rawlings Rees, R-E-E-S, who was a theoretician of these methods. Tavistock, the way I use it, applies to the specific institute in London, but it's also an international network. And that would include people like R.D. Lang. A lot of people, if you look at the rock drug counterculture emerging from Southern California in the late 50s and early 60s, you'll see this is very largely artificial. You look at the recent troubles in the Balkans in the 90s, you do find Tavistock people or people who share the Tavistock frame of mind. Lord Owen, I believe, was a psychiatrist by training, am I right? And it's interesting that Karadzic, the genocidal Serb leader, or the Bosnian Serb leader, right? Karadzic, the one who's still running around in hiding, was also a psychiatrist. So I really don't have too much more to say about it because I haven't looked into this stuff in quite a few years. But if you look at things going on in the world, you'd be surprised how many psychiatrists turn up. And it gets back to the interesting, it's a joke actually, you know, people say terrorism is a sociological phenomenon. This would be the blowback thesis, right? That terrorism is the spontaneous response of oppressed people to the fact that there is this awful poverty and misery and inequity and despair. And generally speaking, that's not true. The terrorism does not come out of despair and poverty per se or oppression. But rather, especially when you're talking about international terrorism of a very high-level, spectacular type, the intervention of an intelligence agency seems to be almost always indispensable. So the sociologists, the people say terrorism is a sociological phenomenon. And the answer to that over the years has been, yes, terrorism is a sociological phenomenon. It's organized by sociologists. And you might as well throw in the psychiatrists, too. Because if you're running patsies, you have the problem that a lot of the patsies are certifiable schizophrenics. Take the most recent trial in the U.S. Spring of 06, we had the trial of Mousawi, the so-called 20th hijacker, the one who had been arrested before 9/11 and put in jail. And they were able to convict him, but they wanted to execute him, but they couldn't because the jury wouldn't go along with it. He had fired his own lawyers. His own lawyers testified in the federal court in Alexandria, Virginia, that their client, former client Mousawi, was a delusional schizophrenic. And I think that is accurate. I think that's a very good, accurate estimate of what a lot of patsies are like. They're people who are mentally retarded. Certainly Richard Reed, the shoe bomber from Brixton or Finsbury, I can't remember which, Mosques School for
Patsies. Brixton.
Yeah, Brixton. Brixton Mosque, right? School for Patsies of British Intelligence. So he also, I think it was a mentally retarded homeless man sleeping on the floor of the mosque. So I would just stress in general the role of psychologists, psychiatrists, sociologists in managing patsies, because it's well known, as I show you some quotes in my book, schizophrenics have a hard time getting along with each other. They can't cooperate very readily. So then you need to have shrinks on the scene to make sure that the counter gang keeps going, right? That the individual patsies don't fly off in various directions. And that may involve God knows what, psychopharmaca or other things.
So you're saying this links in with Kitson and the gang counter gang?
Yeah, Kitson is it's a similar thing. It's obviously this is military, but it's military with a big difference in the sense that it's irregular operations. So Kitson, again, in Kenya, He wants to defeat the Mau Mau nationalists. So what he has been alleged to have done, or reported to have done, is to create his own Mau Mau out of ex-Mau Mau, disgruntled Mau Mau, Mau Mau periphery, or just others, criminals or free-floating psychopaths, whatever they were, creates his own Mau Mau, and then suddenly that Mau Mau starts committing these awful atrocities that are blamed on the original Mau Mau.
But this wouldn't work, would it, without some sort of cooperation within the media to publicize these specific incidents?
Yeah, that's, I mean, if you look, I have a chart that I've shown with my lectures, and I really urge people to look at it, because without a conceptual framework, you don't get anywhere. The empiricist approach simply does not work, because there's too much information. You gotta subsume a lot of it. You gotta understand that there's an area of the patsies, and the patsy milieu, the Londonistan types, the incendiaries, the Oswalds, the Expendables, the moles, important people in the government apparatus who are working for the rogue networks, the terrorist, pro-terrorist networks, terrorist controllers sometimes themselves, and then technicians, people who actually can carry out assassinations, bombings, blow up planes, fly planes, things like this, which patsies can't do because patsies are generally misfits, basket cases. The whole thing has to be enveloped in a protective cocoon of controlled corporate or oligarchical media. And you've also got to have a command center, which is likely to be in a private military firm. And you've also got then the question of the drills. In other words, that the whole activity is going to be carried on through drills or exercises.